over in the Rosh and test the love on the base. On the dinner, Rezo and Eino Echelis. So the case over here was Shiras Yom Connected Yom. And on the day of Shmira, which means she's in her 11 days where Halacha L'Moshe Messina, she can become a Zova, and she sees day one, any one of those 11 days. So she has to keep the next day, B'Shmira, she has to see if she's to her or not. So on that day, they brought the Korban Pesach, so she had her 7 days of Nidus, let's say for argument's sake, started on Dalad Nisan. So day one is Dalad, and day seven is Yud, and then her 11 days starts from Yud Aleph Nisan until Chaf Aleph, she could potentially become a Zava Gedola. So she saw on Yud Gimel. So she has to check Yud Dalet and see if she's to her on Yud Dalet. And there was Zarek B'Sheni Shalom, and then she saw later on in the day. So she had not seen on Yud Dalet yet. They brought the Korban Pesach for her. So that moment she's to her. Then afterwards she sees again, so she hasn't had a full day of Tahara. So theoretically that she should retroactively be considered the day was nothing, and she's really Tamea the whole day, and she was not really part of the Kabura, and she's Chayav in Pesach Sheni. So Mishnah says she's part of Pesach Sheni, Korban B'Yosi, but she can't eat because she's Tamea. Reza Eino Chelas to Tamea heat. So what's Pshat in Rabbi Yosi? My time with Rabbi Yosi. The Kim of the Raw saw, why don't we argue, once she saw later in the day, Caesaris, she says to her time, retroactively, she turns out really she was Tamehia. And when my Paturim last is Pesach Sheni, why is she Paturim from Pesach Sheni? La Mishum, isn't it because the Kasabra mixes a Yom Kikuloi? That since earlier in the day she was Tahara, that counts as a day of Shmira. Mikan Labo to Metame, and she's only Metame Mikan Labo. Mishas Riya Ve'elik, from the time that she sees later in the day and onwards. Well, it's also the Mafreya. And she's not Sosa retroactively. L'chosh of Yom Beis, Kibbeis Yomim. So it comes out that this day two over here, Yud Gimel Nisan being day one, Yud Dal Nisan being day two, the morning of Yud Dal Nisan counts as a day of Tahara, and the afternoon of Yud Dalet, when she saw again, is like a new start. Because Havi, it should be Kiyam Aleph, Kiyam Acher. It's like a different day. When she sees that on day, it's like a new, it's like a, since we see Yom Kikuloi, the morning is its own cheshbon, and the afternoon is a new cheshbon. So that would be a good source for what we're the Rav over here, that we say you can divide the day, mix Yom Kikuloi, it counts like two different days. Okay? So the Mor says, we saw Rabbi Yossi the Mikan Labo Matame. Does Rabbi Yossi say Mikan Labo Matame? Because we have a din by Zov, which sees two Rias. Now, Zov, by Zov, a woman to become a Zova Gedola with the Lachos of Zova Gedola, she needs to see 3 days in a row. A man has to have three Rias. They don't have to be in 3 days, they can be even in one day. Or spread out over more than one day, but they have to be, they can be even in one day.
How long a period of time can they spread out over?
3 days.
Up to 3 days. Up to and including 3 days.
In other words, we learn out from a Zav Gdala to Zav that he can, just like she's Matam B'Yamim, he's also Matam B'Yamim. But he's also Matam B'Rias besides B'Yamim. Mm-hmm. That if he was in a situation where Pesach was brought for him, the Korban Pesach was brought for him on his seventh day, which means he started counting the seven, he needs Shiva Nikiyim, like a Zav Gedola needs Shiva Nikiyim, a Zav needs Shiva Nikiyim, and his seventh day, he started his clean days on the eighth of Nisan, So day 7 of that is the 14th of Nisan. And they brought the Karban Pesach for him, and then later on in the day he saw a Re'iyah of Ziva. So now retroactively he said Alvish Matamin Mishka Bumosha Mafreya. So something that he already even went to the mikvah so he's not kind of a korban. A zav of 3 riyas needs a korban, so therefore this is not relevant, this whole thing, because the korban can't be brought till the 8th day, which would be tesvav nisan, and would be too late. But if this scenario was that he started 7 clean days on Zion nisan, finished them on Yud Gimel nisan, brought the korban in the morning Yud Dal nisan, then there's no stira l'mafreya. So the only case is relevant. A person is a zav of 2 riyas, he does not need a korban, he had been mitar himself, because the halacha is that by a zov or a zova can go to the mikveh by day, but later in the day if they see it works against them, and then he sat on something mishkav or a moshav. Then he saw later in the day, retroactively, that which he said becomes tame. It's retroactively, but even so, you're putting in Pesach Sheni. So the Mora says, no. So you see, it's retroactively. No, it's not retroactively. That's mere Rabbanon. Rabbanon chmir lister the mafreya. I mean, arayim mekan labohu matami. We can stand with our original understanding of Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Yosi holds mekan labohu. Like Rav, the Mitzvah Yom Kekula of the morning is enough. That which is he sees later on is Mekan Labah, and that's why he's Potter for Pesach Shereini, because B'Shas Karm Pesach, it was not retroactive, but he was Tor. That which is Matama Mishka, but Moshe is made Rabbanon. That's the more. So that would be a source for Rav. The more says, "Oh, that's not true." No, the more doesn't say that. That's not true. The more says, "You cannot." The Mora says that's mistaber, because otherwise how could it be positive for Pesach Sheni? The Mora says no. That which you're proving the pshat of Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yossi has to hold it's a mafreya mi rabbanon, is not a proof. It's a possibility. It's not a proof, because I have another possibility how to learn Rabbi Yossi. So we're not schlugging up the possibility of mafreya mi rabbanon. We're presenting an alternative, and we're giving 2 valid options. So you no longer have a valid source. Rav is connected our Mishnah, and we're trying to find a title which it clearly says like Rav. We don't have, because we have an alternative in Rabbi Yossi. It's not that can't be pshat in Rabbi Yossi. Rav could learn like that in Rabbi Yossi. Just you can't prove that that's pshat in Rabbi Yossi. How else can we learn Rabbi Yossi? Lo, the Tuma Ziva B'Tahar Meitir. Really, I could tell you that it's really retroactively. We had a rice. And Rabbi Yossi does not hold the Mixayam Kekulai. And he's not like Rav. You're asking me, so why is he put to Pesach Sheni? Because the din of Tumas, there's a din of Tahayim, generally the din of Tumas Tahayim by Mace, the din of Tumas Tahayim by Ziva. Zog Klemmer, Zog the Rosh. Hakadam Mistar, but the Kamar, this, that you're proving the Pshat and Rabbi Yossi, that's Mistar, but the Pshat and Rabbi Yossi, that's Mafreya Mir Rabbanon, less, so that's not conclusive. The Mitzilah Litchuye, I could be Doyecha, the Lo'ayla Mir Raisa Matam in Mafreya. Really, it's Matam Mafreya and Mir Raisa, not like Rab. And you don't see Mitzilah Kukuloi. So why is he Pesach Sheni? Retroactively, he was really Tomei at the time he brought the Karm Pesach, so how can he get to Karm Pesach? The answer is, Mishum de Bashash Kitas HaPesach, Hoya Hadover Omid Besofik Im Tira. It was not known if he's going to see or not. Rabbeinu B'Keith is silent. The Tumas Tahoim Atahoim Hitira B'Pesach. So Tumas Atahoim is your Yotzi your Karm Pesach. Now, so the Rosh, what does the word Tahoim mean? Call it Tumas Sofik Kari Le Tumas Hatahoim. Just like the depths of the sea, nobody knows what's there. Um,
and therefore that would be.
So there's a din of tumas tahoim by carbon pesach that it does not take away from your kiyum of the carbon pesach. No, miu zot rosh maskin and hosam. The more brother Pesachim says the lahitir tumas tahoim el lemeis bovad. It's only tumas meis. Kach yelach l'mosh mesina. It's alach l'mosh mesina. So the case over there was now the phrase of the Rosh is saying it's a tumas sofik. Over there in Pesachim it's a little more clear lashon that it means an unknown tuma. So over there a person had been in a situation where there's nobody who had any, and nobody alive had any awareness that there's a mace buried there. He did the Korban Pesach, and then he found out afterwards that really there was a mace buried there. So it was a hidden, it was an unknown tumah, it was a hidden tumah. So we should have argued, well, now that we realize he really was telling me Shas Korban was a Pesach, he wasn't Yotzei the Pesach, and he's Pesach Sheni. He said, no, he's Yotzei the Pesach, because tumah still taimi tiru. And the dimmit over here is, right now he's tor. There is this reality in the future that if I would be a novin, I know the future. I would know that in 3 hours from now he's going to have a riyah, but that's an unknown. So even though it's a possibility, in the sense of the word sofer means like it's a possibility. We know the possibility exists that he might see in the future, but that's an unknown. Just like there's a possibility of somebody, there's always every piece of ground there's possibility of somebody down there, but it's an unknown. So it's irrelevant. We don't deal with it in a law. So that's the more is comparing time to Ziva. What we're suggesting is that Rabbi Yossi could hold time of Ziva is it has the same din as time of Tumas Ameis. So it's not really Tumas Sufik. You know, if you have a known Sufik, we don't know that that's not Tumas Ataheim. The Rosh Hashan told Tumas Sufik currently Tumas Ataheim. The word Sufik is misleading because we have many cases of Tumas Sufik, which are unknown Sufik. Right? There's a mace buried under one of two roads. I don't know which road is buried under, and he went down one of the roads. That's not a Tumas Ataheim, that's a Tumas Sufik. Right? So. Later on, there was nisbar that the one he went down was the wrong one, so he doesn't have a din of tumas tahim in that case because that was a known suffix. So tumas tahim is the lashon of suffix here means the idea of unknown.
So I guess the way to describe it would be that in
possible
one case there's a doubt about whether or not a person became coming from a known tumah.
Correct.
Whereas in the other case, the source of the tumah itself was not known.
Correct. Okay, so now the more is being doicha that you can't prove that Rabbi Yossi is like Rav, but it's definitely it's still an option that Rav can learn like that. And we're not saying that Rav is wrong to learn Rabbi Yossi like that. We're just saying that you're trying to prove that that's the only pshat in Rabbi Yossi, and it's a raya to Rav. The more says, no, you can be doicha, that's not a raya to Rav. But the more it does continue and says, but I'm going to bring you that the same way we're saying in Rav, that Rav learns in Rabbi Yossi that the din of the mafreya is mirabonon. And not all tumas tahaim, this idea of tumas tahaim, tahaim of ziva. So Rabbi Oshia also learns like that. That the pshat in Rabbi Yossi is because of the mafreya mirabonon, and which in other words, like Rav, that you say mitzvah yom kekuloi mitaraisa, the morning is sufficient. He was just the carbon pesach mitaraisa, and that which he sees later on is only kalabo, and that which is talking mafreya is mirabonon. Where do you see that? The Tanya, now the gifts up here should be the Amr of Oshia. That Rav Oshia said, Rav Oshia Omer Zav Haraya B'Shviyah Shaloi. Zav, which is and the word Avol is okay. The Bach takes out the word Avol. Haraya Azov Haraya B'Shviyah Shaloi Asosya Shlafanov. This is what Rabbi Yochanan said. V'Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. That why are you saying that Soyser everything which was before means all the 7 days? Why is it just Soyser that day? Day 7. That's what Bierchan asked. So the Morris says, "Under Bierchan, what does that mean? Manavshach. What is your thought process? Isaser, kuloi saser, ilos saser lenister below yarmut. If the law is you need 7 full days, and you don't have to be kuloi." So that's clearly why you need 7 clean days. So 6.5 is not enough, and 6.75 is not enough if you hold you don't miss him kikuloi. So if it's soyser, it's soyser all 7. And if it's not soyser, it's not soyser anything. So what does it mean he's being soyser 1 day? What does that mean?
You just have to wait 7 days.
That Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Ema, that well, let's say what Rabbi Yochanan said was, the quote was, it shouldn't be soyser at all.
So that can be based on.
This is what Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Shia. Vamalei and Rabbi Shia said, "Back to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yosi kaikavaseich. You should know Rabbi Yosi holds like you. Rabbi Yosi holds mitzvah of the kuloi, and therefore it's not soyser." Damer mikan laba motame. Because Rabbi Yosi holds mikan laba. We have this price of Rabbi Yossi which said it's a mafreya. Rabbi Yossi the mafreya who the Amar. So Rabbi Yossi had my mafreya mi rabbanan. So here we have Rabbi Yossi clearly on record that he learns in Rabbi Yossi Mishim Kekuloi, which is the way we're suggesting Rav or Rabbi Yossi, and the price which says it's a mafreya is mi rabbanan. Okay. Zog the Rosh. Amal Rabbi Yochanan back in the Tesov of the base. Well, this is Ella Yomer. Pirish Yomeria should just lose that 1 day that he saw. Metamot Timus Lamora asked, what does that mean? Isarser Yomer, if it's Sarser 1 day, at least Kulo, it has to be Sarser all of them. Kedisa Benita. Vacharti Tor, Shulotehe, Tuma Mafsek is Benim. It has to be a full set of 7 days. You can't have 6 plus 1. Shouldn't even say even 1 day. The Sirlei Rabbi Yochanan holds Mr. Yom Kekuloi. Rabbi Yoshia told Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yoshia holds like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Now that we're learning in Rabbi Yossi, in Rabbi Yossi, based on Rabbi Yossi and based on Rav that he holds Mitzvah Yom Kekuloi, so we have a following question. So we look at this day like the Rosh before. We look at like 2 days. So forget about Korban Pesach. Zava, a woman comes in Yidah. She counts 7 days, starting the day she sees as day one, and she counts 6 more days. As long as she stops seeing at the end of the 6 days, she goes. She's Masik Patara. She goes to Mikvah that night. She starts her halacha on what she's seen 11 days, which during those days she can become a Zava Gedolah. If she sees 3 days in a row. Now the problem is according to Rabbi Yoshia that you say Mitzvah Yom Kekuloi. So let's say for argument's sake she saw on day 10 of the cycle. So 3 days into her days, so on day 10 she saw. So the morning of 11 she still hasn't seen yet Mitzvah Yom Kekuloi. So it's like day 10 is done. Later on, she sees the day. That's not 2 days in a row. That's it's like there's a half sick because you say Mitzvah Yom Kekuloi. So how do you have 3 days in a row? Rabbi Yosi Amichtik Sabri Mitzvah Yom Kekuloi. So Zalba Gemura, the Maisi Korban, Hechim Ishkachas law. How is it possible for Zalba Gemura, Zalba Gadayla, that she has to bring a, she has seven, needs seven clean days, and she has to bring a Korban? How does it ever happen? Kima the Chazav, a Palgo the Yome, if she sees any time during the day, Idach Palgo the Yome, Solaklo the Shimur. So the rest of the day will count as a Shimur. Okay? So the Morris says, the Morris gives two answers. She was flowing straight. There was never a time when she stopped flowing. She saw on the day 10 in the late afternoon. She saw all of day 11, and then she saw into day 12. So she saw three. She said she saw without any hefsek day 10, day 11, and day 12. So that's which would be of her 11 days. That's, you know, that was day 4. That was day 3, 4, and 5 of the 11 days. She's a zava gadol. Okay, that's one answer. So we either use the beginning of a day or end of a day. So if she saw on day 10 at the end going into day 11, so she saw at the end of, okay, I mean, I say 10, 11, I mean, day 1 is the beginning of the Nida. Day 8 is the first day of the potential Ziva. So, day 8 is day 9, day 10. She saw in the late afternoon, all the way through Ben Hashemot, into the night of 11. So the beginning of 11, she was Tamei. Then she didn't see the rest of day 11. Later in the afternoon of day 11, she saw again going into day 12. So day 11, which is the middle day, she saw at the beginning, at the end. So there's no Mitzvah Yom Kekuloi on day 11. So she saw on day 10, she saw on day 11, and then she saw again on day 12. So she's at 3 days in a row. So it wasn't enough time for her to count intermediate a day of Tahara. Okay, let's hold it here.